Hey, welcome to Politico Tech. Today is Tuesday, December 19th. I'm Stephen Overly. Whose job is it to rein in big tech? The European Union has certainly figured out its answer. The EU has passed a constant stream of tech regulations in recent years and continues to hit major tech companies with fines and lawsuits for failing to meet them. In the US, Congress is still figuring it out. Lawmakers are now weighing whether to pursue new rules for artificial intelligence, but have failed in the past to pass laws related to social media, data privacy, and market competition. Mark McCarthy wants to see Congress create an entirely new tech regulator. Mark spent earlier parts of his career on Capitol Hill, and then representing the software industry at a trade association. Nowadays, he's a scholar on tech and the law for the Brookings Institution and Georgetown University. Mark's vision for this new federal agency is laid out in his recent book, Regulating Digital Industries. And while the bold idea has some backers in Congress, you'll hear during our conversation that Mark is not actually optimistic it will happen. On the show today, he nevertheless explains why a new tech cop is needed. You've just written a 450-some page book on regulating the tech industry, which I think qualifies you for some sort of prize. I don't know if it's a Nobel or what, but
it's got real footnotes, so it's very, very scholarly.
Yeah, it's very scholarly, very detailed, and full of good information. But I want to start. You know, you're calling for a new regulator that would keep tabs on the tech industry. I know you've made this pitch to lawmakers, and now you've written a book about it. Lay out your argument for me. Why is this necessary?
I think the short answer is that we all recognize that the tech industry has to be regulated. The era of deregulation is over. It's had its natural experiment. We're going to regulate the tech industry. The only question is how to do it. And there are a couple of choices. One is just continue with the organizations we already have or create a new one. And I think the better choice is to create a new one that has as its purview to regulate just the digital industries and nothing else, and just in the areas of privacy, competition, and social media content moderation.
And build this agency out for me a little bit. You know, if you were tapped to create it from scratch, what exactly would it look like?
Well, I think in many ways, it's better to think of it as an evolutionary process rather than as a sort of platonic ideal that you'd get to in one step. The evolutionary process is to think of the Federal Trade Commission as the interim digital regulator. So if you're passing new competition rules, which Congress almost did in the last Congress, you give the responsibility for enforcement and implementation to the FTC. If you're doing a new privacy law at the national level, you give it to the FTC. If you're doing transparency requirements for social media companies, you give it to the FTC. And then the FTC builds out in its own infrastructure the ways of handling those new responsibilities. And it's pretty clear they would probably set up different divisions, different agency subheads to deal with those new responsibilities. And so I think the first thing to think about is, what would the FTC do if it got these kinds of responsibilities? And from there, you can jump to the second step of what would a spun-off digital regulator look like if it turned out that the FTC was not the right agency for the job.
Well, there are some proposals that would empower the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Lina Khan, the chair of the FTC, has sort of positioned herself as this tech watchdog. Why don't you see a bigger, stronger FTC as the right answer here?
I think they could do a very good job in the short term because they have enormous digital expertise. They've got an active and alert regulator in the person of Lina Khan and her team there. So I think they would do a fine job. My worry is that the institution itself is not set up to be a sectoral regulator. Its job is to regulate the entire economy. All companies, there are a couple of exceptions, but almost all companies in all sectors of the economy are under the purview of the Federal Trade Commission. And they're supposed to enforce competition law and consumer protection law throughout that broad swath of the industry. And when they do that, they don't really think of themselves as a regulatory agency. They think of themselves as an agency that enforces the law. You look at the law, you look at the facts, you go to court, you try to convince a judge that something wrong has happened, you find the remedy. That's not the way a sectoral regulator works. Think of how the Federal Communications Commission works or the Securities and Exchange Commission works. They have responsibilities over very narrow sectors of the economy, and they regulate them directly. They have supervisory responsibility over them. They set down rules and regulations that guide their conduct. They investigate and make sure that the behavior is proper. And at the last resort, if they have to, they go to court. Right. But the first step is to pass rules and regulations requiring the companies in those industries to behave in certain ways.
And I guess, you know, I definitely hear that point that the FTC is not a sectoral regulator. One of the questions becomes, I think, how do you define the tech sector? You know, and I hear this a lot, that so many companies now are powered by the internet. They're driven by data, that, you know, really every company is a tech company. So how do you distinguish tech from other industries, given that everyone is digitizing?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is roughly the same way that the congressional legislators were looking at the industry when they were developing competition policy reform in the last Congress. They basically named the industries that they were talking about. And the industries they named were social media, search, and electronic commerce. I'd also include the mobile app infrastructure and the ad tech industry as well. And I just named those industries. Those are the industries that you're responsible for. And when you regulate them to promote competition, to protect privacy, and to preserve free speech and good content moderation. And so you avoid the definitional question by simply naming the industries and giving the agency the responsibility over those agencies and not others.
Would you add AI to that list?
I don't think I would. I think you might need to have an AI agency somewhere along the line. There's a big discussion about that. Europe just finished their process and they set up an AI agency. The administration didn't set up an AI agency in its executive order. And I wouldn't. I would have AI dealt with by this new digital agency to the extent that companies in those lines of business are using artificial intelligence. So if you're using artificial intelligence in social media, that goes under the purview of the digital agency. If you're using artificial intelligence in your electronic marketplace, that goes under the digital agency, and so on. But if you're using artificial intelligence in some other industry, for credit granting or employment or to pilot automated vehicles, that doesn't go under the digital agency.
Got it. So you're saying sort of regulate AI as a tool based on the industry that it's used in, not sort of an industry unto itself.
I think that's right. I mean, there's a new move to think about foundation models as something that should be regulated all by itself. But I think as a practical matter, that's really going to be a matter of guidelines and principles and audits and so on. I would turn to an agency like NIST for producing results in that area. And I wouldn't look to a digital agency to enforce those kind of requirements for disclosures and audits and safety checks and all the rest of those things that people are thinking in the area of regulating foundation models.
Got it. Well, I know there are some senators who have backed kind of this idea of a new digital regulator, but you've worked on the Hill early in your career. I believe you were in House Energy and Commerce on their staff. You know how the policymaking gears grind here in Washington. How likely is it that Congress will do this?
Yeah, I did work on the Hill. I worked for John Dingell, the representative from Michigan, who ran the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And the ages, in fact, the book is dedicated to him because he was a strong believer in sectoral regulation, and he taught me that when I worked for him as a staffer. So the practicalities are that nothing's going to happen on any of these issues for the rest of this year and for next year. We're going into an election year. But the year 2025 is the year of digital regulation. You should look forward to that. And how it plays out is going to depend a lot on how the election turns out. But my sense is that in 2025, Congress is likely to pick up where they left off at the end of the last Congress. They'll turn to privacy legislation, they'll turn to content moderation legislation, and they'll give a renewed glance at competition legislation for the digital industry. And I think at that point, there'll be a debate. I think it'll be a short debate between whether you're going to go with a separate agency or whether you'll go with the Federal Trade Commission. And I think Congress is much more likely to go to not establishing a brand new agency, but to go to an existing agency as their quick and easy way of getting the job done. I do think there's a political consensus to move forward with that. I don't think it's going to happen this year or next year, but 2025, you can look for it to begin to happen.
Interesting. So you don't think this idea that you're proposing will actually have legs? You think they'll go with the FTC in the end?
I think as a practical matter, that's what will happen. Look, if you said to me, you could have anything you want, and you could have the agency that you dreamed about, would you go for the Federal Trade Commission? No. I'd go for a brand new agency, and I'd begin to put it together from scratch. And there's some ideas in the book that would, go towards creating such an agency. But I think as a practical matter, it's hard enough to devise new rules for competition, privacy, and social media content moderation. If you also have to create a brand new administrative structure, I think the problem becomes that much more difficult. It can be done. And frankly, if there's a will to do it in Congress, I wouldn't stand in the way and say, don't do it. But as a practical matter, I think it's going to go to the FTC.
We'll be right back. Got it. Well, this sort of fantasy agency that you're modeling, I wonder if that's based on what you're seeing overseas in any way. You know, I think the EU obviously has its own tech regulations from data to online content. You know, most recently, they have these new AI rules. And it seems like they've figured out their own enforcement. You know, they're certainly putting fines on U.S. companies for violating those rules. You know, is Europe the model you're looking to or something else?
I think by accident, we sort of got it right by aiming to give responsibility in those three areas to a single agency. We're thinking about doing it to the Federal Trade Commission. That's not the way the UK did it, and it's not the way the European agencies worked either. The UK clearly gave their responsibility to different agencies. They've already had a privacy regulator. They continue on doing what they're doing. They said we need some online safety stuff, and they gave that to the traditional media regulator, Ofcom. And we need some new digital rules for competition, and they're giving that to their competition agency, the Competition and Markets Authority. And all three of them are going to try to work together to enforce the three areas of jurisdiction. But I've had conversations with many of the staff over there and other people, and it's a real issue how they manage the tensions and synergies among these three policy areas. In a common administrative structure, you just sit down and work it out. If you've got competing agencies with different agendas and different priorities, you have to create a coordinating mechanism and hope you can make it work. They've done that. Digital Regulatory Forum Cooperation Forum is in place, but it's not a decision-making agency. It's a coordination forum. And so ultimately, if someone has to decide between privacy and encryption, that agency is Ofcom. It's not the privacy regulator. It's not the competition regulator. Ofcom has got that. And Ofcom's main responsibility is to protect online safety, not to protect privacy. So you don't have the opportunity of really creating a balanced outcome because you put the decision-making in the hands of a regulator who's got a single mission to accomplish.
Is that the best chance the U.S. has of kind of catching up here with these parts of the world that have gotten ahead of us on regulating tech?
Look, I think we were on track to do very, very well at the end of the last Congress, not this Congress, the last Congress. We had legislation moving in each of those three areas, and then it didn't quite make it over the goal line. And I think that did give other countries a chance to move on ahead. But look, these kind of major changes in policy, turning the ship around from a deregulatory agenda to a regulatory one, they always take more than a single Congress. So I'm not terribly surprised. I think we'll get there, and I'm optimistic that the politics are there. I think Republicans and Democrats both want to do this, and I think you'll find that, not next year, but in 2025, they'll get back to doing this business.
Yeah, it sounds like 2024 is going to be a dead year for us on the tech regulation front. At least that seems how you see it.
I think that's how I see it. I mean, there'll be a lot of horse racing stuff that you guys are going to have to, keep up with to, see who's racing ahead to take the lead in this kind of regulatory stuff. But I don't think anything gets over the finish line in the coming Congress.
You know, I hear your earlier point that sort of AI sounds like you see it as sort of a separate regulatory issue in some ways from these other tech issues. I wonder, though, the Biden administration's executive order, it does take this approach of, not directing one agency to handle AI, but instead sort of having each agency tackle it in its own way. How well does that order deliver in your view?
I like the structure of the order. The biggest problem with it is it didn't have any regulatory muscle to it. It was all a matter of guidelines and principles. I think the previous administrations have got it right. The Obama administration had this approach of let the agencies handle the issues. I remember Jason Furman wrote a great report at the end of the Obama period in which he said, the only thing I'm worried about with artificial intelligence is that there won't be enough of it. We have a huge productivity crisis. We have to have more of it. But we've got to give the agencies the authority to go after them. And then recently, Lena Khan said it right. There's no exemption from existing law for artificial intelligence. You can't say, well, I know I'm breaking the discrimination laws, but I'm using artificial intelligence to do it, so I guess it's okay. That's not the way this is going to develop. I think the new thing, though, is foundation models and the extent to which they need to have a separate regulatory structure. If it's true that they can pass bad stuff down to the applications that are built on top of them, and that those applications can't cure the risks that are created at the foundation model level, then someone's got to be looking over the shoulder of the developers and providers of foundation models to make sure that they don't pass that stuff down to other people in a way that can't be fixed later on in the value chain.
Well, Mark, one last question for you here, and that's just, I'm fascinated by this idea of 2025 being the year of tech regulation. If you were to look ahead 12 months in your crystal ball, what does 2025 look like?
It's hard to say without knowing how the political situation develops. But I do think that regardless of how it develops, there is a groundswell in the country for doing something. Think about antitrust suits that are being brought around the country against tech companies. That's not a Democratic initiative. That's something in which state AGs, Democrat and Republican, are joining together to try to find something that can be done under existing law to rein in the tech companies. The state AGs are much closer to the ground roots than some of the people in Congress. They know what people care about. They care about their kids online. They care about guns. They care about fentanyl. And these tech issues are right up there at the top of that list. I think when Congress comes in 2025, that bipartisan consensus to move ahead with something in the area of digital regulation will be realized. How it will be realized, that will depend a lot on the election. But I think the initiative is going to be there.
Do you think a Democratic or Republican administration would be more likely to move on some of these tech regulations we've been talking about?
I think both would be likely to move. The antitrust suit against Google was brought by the Trump administration. So it's not the, right. It's not clear to me that a Trump administration would just walk back to a kind of deregulatory approach and let the tech companies alone. I think they might have a different flavor, a different standard, a different angle on it than the Democrats. But I think there's an agreement that something has to be done to rein in the tech companies. Policymakers in both parties are interested in making sure that there's a regulatory net thrown over these companies.
Excellent. Well, Mark, it's a fascinating book, and I appreciate you coming on here to share your ideas with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's all for today's Politico Tech. For more tech news, subscribe to our newsletters, Digital Future Daily and Morning Tech. Music in today's episode comes from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Our senior producer is Annie Reese. Our editors are Steve Heuser, Daniela Cheslow, and Louisa Savage. I'm Stephen Overly. See you back here tomorrow.